Today is Tuesday, June 18th, 2024. I am back from my vacation. I wouldn't even call it a vacation. Well, it kind of was. I went to see my relatives and have a reunion. Now, I'm going to start off with contact. So we have comments. Well, first of all, last week, I don't know what was happening with the feed last week when I, because I posted the last episode on Wednesday, the whatever that date is, I don't even know. What was last Wednesday? The 12th. I think it was on the 12th. And then I left for the family reunion, and then I got a message from Big Fatty saying, oh my God, has anyone not gotten in their feed Archer's latest little show? More specifically, he says, where does he say that? Oh, I don't even know now. I don't know where it is. Oh, I know. He puts it on my other Twitter thing, but he should be doing it on Radio Archer, at Radio Archer. Anyway, excuse me. So anyway, he alerted me to that the new show was not showing up in the feed. And I, while I was, once I got to Ohio, I, you know, looked up the stuff and tried to figure out what was going on, but I couldn't see anything different. And then the next day, it somehow, I guess it rechecked the feed or whatever, and the episode was there, so everything was fine. But we heard from Lala Lorne and Big Fatty all about the episode. Yeah. Anyway, so on the website, I got a message from Gary Bearden, who said, I hate Tim Cook or any other Apple employee presenting from the roof of Apple. I also miss them presenting live. Well, Gary, I miss them presenting live too. I think, I did comment on that. And I don't mind the whole roof thing, but I just miss the live shows. I think they're more exciting. Lala Lauren says, you talked about the voice isolation on the Apple TV. I wish there was something for all the streaming services that would allow me to brighten the screen for certain shows. So many TV shows are too dark, and going into my TV settings every time seems like too much work. Well, that was actually what I was going to suggest, was to go into your TV settings and raise the brightness of your screen. It should keep the setting once you set it on a high brightness, but it really doesn't have anything to do with the streaming services. It's your actual TV, I believe. So, I mean, unless the streaming services could do something where they controlled your TV, you know, I'm not sure. I do agree with you. TV shows are dark. A lot of shows are dark. And you know what I make sure I do is I don't have any lamps or lights on that are in the direct view of the TV, because then I see the reflection of the lamp. So I make it pretty dark in the room, except for one lamp that is kind of behind where the TV is. And most, I can see most things, but I completely agree with you. And I'm really looking forward to the voice isolation. So thank you, Lala Lauren, for a voicemail. I mean, for a comment. That was very nice of you. I appreciate that. Then, you know, I should probably check on the website for if any of them have not been approved, because that always makes a difference when, you know, because I say I'm going to check the website before I start podcasting. Sorry. And no, there are no comments that need to be approved. So, all right. The next thing is I got one of those emails from, you know, I went to the wrong website. I got one of those emails from Google Voice saying, oh my God, if you don't use this voicemail in the next 30 days, we're going to take the number back from you. Well, of course, that has probably happened because of my infrequent podcasting, and also for people who are not calling the voicemail line. So I would really like to suggest somebody call the voicemail line, and even if you don't want me to play it on the podcast, just leave a message so that I can keep the voicemail. The phone number is 202-709-3029. And it's in the show notes and everything else. So please call the Google Voice number so I can keep the phone number or they're going to take it away from me. And I meant to call it myself, but I just totally got wrapped up in other shit. Anyway, so as I told you, I went on a family reunion this past weekend. I left on Thursday to drive to Ohio, and I drove, let's see, I guess I left about 10 after 7 in the morning and got there almost 3 o'clock, but I stopped two times to eat and get gas, and I took my time, and so I probably wasted an hour just doing that kind of stuff, but no big deal. I mean, I like the drive, and here, listen to this, I caught up on all of the Geeky Gays. I am now current on Geeky Gay and Big Fatty, and I started listening to the Little Fatty Cast on the way home. Oh my God, I went so far back, but now I still have like 3 or 4 episodes left of them because those are 30 minutes long, so they take a little bit longer. In any case, I like them. They talked about me several times on multiple shows, making fun of me and stuff, but I thought it was funny. Anyway, so I caught up on a lot of podcasts on that drive. I really did. So I got to the hotel, and then I checked in and unpacked and did that kind of stuff. And then I said, I'm going to take a nap because I'm not meeting my family because we were all going out to dinner. I was not meeting them until 6:30 that I knew of. So I turned on the TV because the TV will make me fall asleep because I had like an hour and a half I could take a nap. Well, I laid down and I could not fall asleep for like the first 30 minutes. And literally as I was falling asleep, my phone rang. And it was my brother who lives in Ohio. And he said, plans have changed. You're going to meet my wife at our house. And then she's going to drive you to the restaurant. You guys are going to get a table. And then I'm going to go pick up our sister at the airport, and I will bring her directly to the restaurant. I was like, oh, okay. So then I only had like 30 minutes to get ready because, you know, I like to freshen up and, you know, throw some water on my face and maybe reapply some deodorant, whatever. So I got myself together, and my hotel was about 30 minutes from my brother's house. So I had to drive. I was staying on the west side of Columbus, and not too far from Columbus, but like I said, 30 minutes to get to his house. He lives on the west side of Columbus, but inside like their beltway or whatever. So I drove over there, and my sister-in-law was basically waiting for me. She was like grabbing her purse and stuff. She goes, okay, let's go. And I, you know, just gave her a big hug, and we talked about, you know, talked and caught up in the car on the way to the restaurant. And then when we get to the restaurant, we're the only ones there, of course. So we get the table, and then a couple minutes later, my older sister and her daughter showed up. So and my older sister didn't like the table, so we switched tables to a bigger table, I think. And then a little while after that, my brother and my youngest sister showed up. So of my family, only 4 of the 7 children, 4 were able to go. Me, my twin, my older sister, one of my older sisters, and my younger sister. So there were 4 of us. And so we had dinner. Actually, the name of the restaurant was BJ's. BJ's something in Brew House or whatever. But, you know, I just think that's funny. When, you know, people say, like when someone says dick or something, a penis or whatever, people laugh and giggle. Anyway, so BJ's I was giggling at. So we, you know, put our order in, and then we started chatting and catching up and went, how's everybody doing? And okay, so now, except for my youngest sister, who I say younger, but she's 58 years old. The rest of us were all in our 60s, except for my older sister's daughter. She's like 25, I think. Yeah, she was born in 99, so she's 25. So we're chatting, catching up. But the thing is, what I was going to say was, because we're all in our 60s now, I don't know, I'm sure if you're in your 60s or anywhere close to it, one of the big topics that comes up in the conversation is health. Excuse me, as I have phlegm in my throat. So sorry. So we all were talking about our health issues. My sister had both of her knees and both of her hips replaced. My twin brother had his hip replaced. And my sister, the younger sister, is having knee problems. And I don't have any knee problems or hip problems, but I was telling them all about my going to the doctor. And when he stuck his finger at my butt, I farted. It was so funny. They were all just cackling and laughing. And I told them I went to the audiologist and I have to have hearing aids. And then, which I don't think I told you, but I got a message from my doctor saying that my EKG, or did I already tell this story? That my EKG was abnormal. So I'm going, today's Tuesday, on Thursday for a stress test to see if I'm getting another clogged artery or what, I don't know. Maybe I did tell that already. Anyway, I told all them that and they were all worried and upset and stuff. So I was like, I'm fine. I just, when I exercise, I get a little chest pain and it goes away when if I keep exercising. And I haven't gone on a walk now for like, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 6 days. And today I'm definitely going to go on a walk. So I haven't gone on a walk for 6 days. And so I'm sure that has a lot to do with it. Because the more you exercise, the more your arteries open up and become more flexible to let the blood flow through. At least that's the research I heard. Anyway, so we had dinner. We had a great time catching up. And then the next day on Friday, we met at my brother's house around 11:30. And it was just going to be, well, his daughter, my niece, was going to bring over their twins who are 17, 18 months old. And we were just going to hang out and play games and spend the whole day together. And that's pretty much what we did. My sister-in-law had a lot of junk to eat on the counter, chocolate pretzels and toffee and muffins. And she's just had a ton of stuff to eat. So we were like grazing all day. I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah. And we had sandwiches for lunch. And then we were playing with the kids, and those little boys are so cute. Well, then they had to go down for a nap, so the rest of us played games. And I don't know if you ever heard of this game, Mexican Train. Mexican Train, I think the name is a little racist, but the game isn't necessarily racist. You play this game with dominoes, and you have to make a train of dominoes from the center hub. And, certain things you can do and you can't do and all these rules, but what you do is you keep track of your points, and whenever the person who has the most point, whenever the points reaches 500, then you stop. Well, I won. Well, we ended up playing six games to get to the 500 points, but I won four out of the six games, which was amazing. And the point of the game is to get the least amount of points. And I ended the game with like 43 points. And who was it? My sister's daughter who really totally lost. And she got like 530 points or something like that. So I was gloating just a little bit. And then I was like, okay, next game, let's play a game. And then they were all like, we don't want to play. I was like, come on. Because we also like to play Rummy Cube. I don't know if you're familiar with Rummy Cube. That's another like a numbers game with little tiles. And you have to make three in a row and stuff like that. My mom used to play that all the time. But we did not, we ended up not playing that. And we all kind of just, they decided they wanted to start watching the second part of this season of Bridgerton. Well, turns out my sister watched two parts the night before after dinner, and my other sister and her daughter, they watched three episodes. And I was like, well, I can't watch it because my husband and I are watching that. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to watch it. You guys go ahead and watch it. So they just rewatched the first episode. And then it was time for dinner, and my sister-in-law had made lasagna, and it was so good. And then I was like, I have been here all day. I am so tired. So I was like, I'm going to go home. And then my other sister said she's going to go back to the hotel with her daughter. So we kind of left and said we would meet up the next day. So the next day is Saturday, and that was the day of the actual reunion. Now, in the last reunion I went to, which I think was 3 years ago, there were like 60 people there. And I was expecting the same amount of, well, not quite the same amount, but because half of my family didn't go. But it ended up only being like 37 people. But even so, that's a lot of people. There were Of all of my, now when I talk about this family, it's my mother's side of the family. And she only has, my mother has passed away, but there's one, the youngest sister is still alive, and the oldest brother, or I shouldn't say oldest brother, he's the only brother. He's going to be 93 in September. Well, he and his wife did not come, and their children did not come with their families. So it was just basically our cousins and their kids, because I have, let's see. So we went to my cousin Sharon's house, and they have, again, the countertop was full of food to graze on, and they had fried chicken for lunch and macaroni and cheese, and my aunt made her peanut butter pie, which was so good. And I mean, I just stuffed myself. I was just like, I'm here for vacation. I'm just going to enjoy it. So I was drinking real Coke, because I switched over to Diet Coke because of the sugar. But I said, today I'm just going to drink regular sugar Coke and just enjoy it, and water too. So basically the whole day was kind of just I was explaining who all was there. So one aunt has five kids. Those five kids have kids of their own. And I can't even tell you how many, because I lost count and I didn't know who all was who. And I was calling kids by the wrong names and stuff. And then my other aunt has two kids, and one of them's gay like me, and the other one is married, and she had three kids, and then so far one of them has three more kids. So I think that was it. That was just all those two. Yeah. So anyway, all these people there, 37 people. And we're just kind of hanging out, chatting, catching up with people. Now, at the last reunion, I didn't talk too much to my cousins and their kids and stuff like that. I don't know why, but this time I made a point to get around to talk to every single person. Well, every single cousin, maybe not necessarily all their kids, but all the cousins, and, you know, ask them what they're doing, how, you know, what's up, all that kind of stuff. And we had a great day just catching up, eating. Then we took pictures before we all left. It was late in the afternoon. Because we got there at 12, I think it was 4:45 before we left. But, we put my aunt and my uncle in the center, and then each of the families got behind them and we took pictures. And then they had all the cousins were in one picture, and then all of the grandkids were in one picture, and then all of the, children of anybody was in the picture. I mean, it was a big conglomeration of pictures. And I posted some of them. Some of you have seen them on Facebook, but I did not post them on Twitter or my website or anything. I just posted them on Facebook and Instagram, my private Instagram one. Anyway, so we had a great day. My Aunt Mary is 79. So that means she's only 19 years older than me, which I thought, I'm awfully close. Well, that's 20, almost 20 years, so we're not that close. But in any case, I had a nice long conversation with her. We were remembering my mom and their mother, and how each one of the girls in the family had different relationships with the mother, and the mother would play favorites at time and stuff like that. And so they all loved their father, and their father really just loved them all equally. But he died in 1977, so they had to live the rest of their life with the mother. Anyway, there was all this kind of drama with the brother, and when the mother died, splitting up the land, because they owned 4,000 acres in Indiana. And was it 4,000 or 1,000? I think it was 1,000 acres. Anyway, they had a big farm and all this stuff about breaking it up and, you know, who gets what and who gets the money and all. I mean, it was a big deal. So, we talked a little bit about that and how she's never forgiven her brother since her mom died. My grandmother, their mother, died in 1999. All these years later, they're still upset about it. And, you know, I know my mother was upset about it until the day she died. And my cousin's parent, and my cousin's mother who died, she was upset about it too. So, I mean, it's just something that goes along in the family. So, All right, so that was All Day Saturday, and it was a great time. We had a great time catching up, and it was great to see everybody. All the cousins are interesting, and they've got their different jobs, and some live out of state and stuff. It was really good. It was really good. So I don't know when the next reunion will be, but this one was really good. So I had a good time. And then came back to the hotel on, it's a 2-hour drive from my brother's house to the farm in Indiana, southern Indiana. So by the time we got back to the house, it was like, they dropped me off at the hotel. It was like 7:30 or something like that before we actually, got back. And I was absolutely exhausted. And I had changed my plans. My plans were to come back on Monday. But then my sister told me that she and her daughter were leaving on Sunday, and it was just going to be my sister, my younger sister. So I said, well, what the hell? I'm going to go ahead and go home too, because I have to pick up my husband at the airport on Tuesday. So I need a day to clean the house and stuff. So anyway, I drove back home yesterday, and again, 7.5 hours. I listened to more podcasts, stuff like that. So I was home. I think I got home like at 2:30 yesterday, because I left pretty early in the morning. No, I guess I left around 7-ish, 6:30-ish. Anyway, got home at 2:30, and then I fell on the nap. I put my stuff away, and then I fell on the couch and fell asleep for 3 hours. Unbelievable. So anyway, now let's move on to other things. So I mentioned that we were watching Bridgerton, and we already watched the first part of this current season, but since my husband's been gone, he's been gone for 12, 13 days, whatever, and I'm picking him up, today. I have to pick him up today at the airport in about 5 hours. Because he's coming home from his vacation. Anyway, so we watched the first part, so I'm waiting for the second part to watch with my husband. But so I've been looking on YouTube, and all my regular people are just not making their videos like they used to, so there's just not a whole lot to watch on YouTube. I mean, I watch car videos and home repair videos and stuff like that, but there's just not a whole lot to watch. So I started going back to the streaming service and seeing, what I wanted to rewatch. And I think I mentioned it before that I watched all the seasons of Only Murders in the Building, because the fourth season is coming up in August. Well, and then I started, I had it on the TV, but I was sleeping through it, was I decided to rewatch Schitt's Creek, because I just absolutely love that show. And now I'm on season, I think, because I watched a lot yesterday. Well, Sunday when I came home, and then a lot yesterday. And then I watched a little bit this morning, but I have to get busy and do things. So I think I'm in the middle, or at the very beginning of season 4 of Schitt's Creek. It's just, at the end of season, I think it was the end of season 3 or midway through season 3, David gets introduced to Patrick, and I just love how their relationship builds, and it's just, it's just beautiful. So I'm rewatching that show. Also, I saw on Netflix, which was released, I think on Friday, a documentary about Gene Wilder, and it was called Remembering Gene Wilder, and it basically goes through his life and from when he started acting, and all the different movies that he did, and then his remarriage after Gilda Radner died, and the new wife, and I say new, but they were married 29 years or something like that before he died. So it was a really good documentary. If you're looking for a nice, not heavy documentary, check out Remembering Gene Wilder. If you know who he is, he's an actor, producer, director, writer. Well, he was. Anyway, that was really good. So, I've been talking too much. I need to move this along. So, the rest of the week, the husband comes home tonight. Then tomorrow I'm getting my hair cut. Thursday I have the stress test. Friday, I don't know what's going on Friday. And I think we have Saturday for you. But then on Sunday we're going to a meetup group at a winery. And then, and then next week we go to Boston. Fuck. Not until Thursday, I think, but anyway. So I should be able to podcast next week before we go to Boston. But so that's all I have for today. Now, please call the voicemail number, please, so I can save that number again. It's happened again because I've been so lax in podcasting that no one's called. And I'm trying to get back to the podcasting weekly, so I'll do my best. Thank you so much for listening. I want to say again, thank you, Lala Lauren, for the comment on the website. And I think that's it. So until next time, bye.